Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How often we have wonderful illuminating concepts that pop into our mind. Such wonderful concepts that come into our attention and come into our thinking, and we say, wow, if I could realize that in my world, how wonderful that would be. And these ideas that pop into our consciousness, that buzz into our instant illumination, are ideas that perhaps have been thought of many times before. Not only perhaps, they have been thought of many times before, and many have already demonstrated them. Many demonstrate them on other dimensions, on other levels of consciousness, and many on this level of consciousness too, but we are not aware of them. How many people do you know who walk through life and say, life is wonderful, and every time they turn around, they say, what a beautiful thing. And rather than what a, they say, that is a beautiful flower. That is a fantastic man, filled with wisdom and knowledge. It's such a joy to talk to that person. That woman is an illuminating light in my world. Every time I'm in her presence, I feel as though I have gained insight into an inner realm that I'd often looked for. Or that little child, when I come into their home and that child is sitting there playing and being itself, it has such a radiance about it, such a charisma shining forth from its body, that I feel glorious and wonderful, alive, awake, enthusiastic about life. I just feel wonderful. I can see why the family delights in being at home with their family and sharing with their family and listening to the family and being in that aura of magic. And then I think to myself, hey, do I have an aura of magic around me? Am I an exciting person for people to be in my presence? Is my life a living example of what I really believe? Or is my life a living example of what I think I should do because other people tell me that's what I should do? Or is my life an example of what the world wants me to do? Or is my life an example of me being myself and having fun? How glorious that is, if that is the case. Being myself and having fun. The child's charisma. The child is being himself and having fun. You go into people's homes, and their homes are filled with harmony and peace and love. They didn't get that for nothing. They lived in the consciousness of harmony, peace, and love. And that's how their homes are filled with harmony, peace, and love. That didn't happen by accident. That was a purposefully done thing. Because they could have listened to the media, they could have listened to the neighbors, they could have listened to the world, and taken on all of its unhappiness, and then complain that that's the world that did it to them. Well, they're the ones who made whatever decision they made. And that happy family made the decision to listen to the world's happiness. We think that any proclamation we make on the outer is okay as long as it's a good proclamation. Well, not really. Not really. Let's just take the President of the United States, our newly elected President Obama. He's a magic man in many ways. The world is watching him and encouraging him to be what he says he is, to be what he projects for the world. And the world says, go for it, go for it. No. You and I are absolute fools if we say to Obama, go for it. We are absolute fools if we say to the world, how wonderful if. We are absolute fools if we say, it would be nice. We are not absolute fools, that's for sure. but we sometimes act like it. We are not absolute fools because we say it is done. There now is peace on earth. Obama's not going to bring peace on earth. No way can he do it. It's there already. He's merely going to illuminate it here and there. He's going to show where the peace actually already exists. He's going to show how peace already is a manufacture, is a reality in many areas that we just didn't recognize. But there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If I don't believe that, no Obama is going to make it happen. That's for sure. If I don't believe that the world is filled with love and harmony and goodness, everyone in the world wants to be their brother's dearest brother and friend and lover, well, fantastic. But if I think it'd be nice if, then I have done nothing more than add more rocks on top of the pile to keep the if from coming out. When I say it is done, I have done the most powerful statement all the world could ever know. Instant illumination is to illumine my mind with the facts that exist, not the would-be's, would-like-to-be's, maybe's, but what actually exists. I like me. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. We fight those words. We fight those words because they seem too simple. And yet, if you say to a child, I'm so proud of you. You're so wonderful. Oh, you make me so happy. It's such a joy to see you doing things. And the kid doesn't know what you're talking about. And neither do you. And then you see the kid another time. You make me so happy every time I look at you. And the kid thinks, what am I doing right here? And then another time you say, wow, yeah, I'm so proud of you. And the kid says, I wonder what she's proud about. Because I follow the rules, I follow the program. That kid, intuitively, is going to demonstrate outwardly that which it is within, because we recognize it there. And we're not being silly. We're being very truthful. We're saying, I'm so proud of you. Could you ever not be proud of your kid? Could you ever not be proud of your own creation? Huh? If you don't love, if you're going to disown your child or disown your family or disown anything, you're saying that you're disowning your creation. Well, don't do that. It's silly. Rather, say, I'm proud of my creation. I'm proud of my family. Oh, my family is wonderful. My family are gentle, loving, thoughtful people. My family are so peaceful. My family, when you walk into the charisma of my family, you say, wow, there goes the world. It's on fire again with love and peace and happiness and joy. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't want to acknowledge Mr. Obama in something he's going to do. We acknowledge Mr. Obama in that which he has recognized. He's not done anything to the world. He can't do anything to the world. He can only see it the way it is. And as he sees it the way it is and projects what he sees from his projector to ours, from his eyes to ours, then magic happens in the world. The world is waiting for the sunrise. Ha! The sunrise has already come and gone, come and gone. The sunrise is a continually beautiful activity going on in the world. And the sunrise is always glorious. It's always an awakening, a sunrise. It's always an illuminating, a sunrise. It's always a joy, a sunrise for us. How great that is. Yes? How great that is. How great that is. If you search the news media, and you search all of the happenings going on in the world, and you look at the appearances, and you say, that's the reality. You are the most disgusting person on the face of the earth. To look at appearances and say that's reality, you know life is always in a flow, an ebb and flow, a movement, an action. And what we see this moment through our eyes of limitation, and I say through our eyes of limitation because we don't know the reasons why things are happening and how they're happening. We see the tide go in, we see the tide go out. We say the tide is terrible when it comes in, we say the tide is terrible when it goes out. Well, we say the tide is good when it comes in, the tide is good when it goes out. What is the relative term? Good, terrible, what have you? It's just a joke. Really, the tide is, the sun is, you are, I am. When we live in that awareness, life is so exciting. Life is so rewarding. Life is so fulfilling and forgiving. And it is a great world we live in. Yes, we know the truth. We know that we live forever. We know that our life is our choice right now. We know that as we allow our instant illumination to reveal to us the who and the all that we are, life is so exciting that we just tingle in our toes to our nose. We just feel so happy. We feel so gloriously happy. We feel so fulfilled and rewarded, because that's what instant illumination does to us. It makes us wake up to all that is, not will be, not wished it could be, but all that is. And when we live in the is, it's exciting. When we live in the is, we live in the now. And when we live in the now, wow. Could anything be more beautiful, more wonderful, more satisfying? Live in the now. Live in the now of all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is uplifting. If there be any value in these things, think on them, for such it is. For such it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.